To order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Anybody got a flag? Herb, you got your flag?
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic.
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everybody gotten a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting?
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to accept the minutes as written. Do I hear a second?
Second if you didn't get one, Dean.
Looks right. Like Brian.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. We'll move into resolutions. Okay, the first resolution is resolution number 233, adopting a proposed local law number 2 of 2020, a local law establishing construction and apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of $350,000 and repealing local law number 2 of 2015.
I'll move it for discussion.
Do I hear a second?
Brian, second.
Second.
Okay. Go ahead, Herb.
Hi, I'm sorry. I had a little technical difficulty, but I hope I didn't hold folks up.
Is there anybody who wants to discuss this?
Could you just back up and fill me in on which we're up to, where we are?
We're on resolution number 233, adopting proposed local law number 2 of 2020, a local law establishing construction apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of $350,000 and repealing local law number 2 of 2015.
Thank you.
If there's no discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Motion made and second by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 251, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease with CPR LLC Bank for space to be used for the Board of Elections Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. I guess the current lease has expired. This is a 5-year deal starting in 2020 through 2025. Any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill.
And Dean, before we move on, there's a little discussion there. You went a little fast for me. So we are going to look at getting out of this lease, right? At some point here, as you know, 5 years a long time.
5 years is a long time. I want to be careful with what we say. I mean, we're going to definitely look at what's out there. It was 14 and change not that long ago per square foot for this lease. They came to us with an extension that was $19 a square foot. Ron Suits, who negotiates our contracts, did a very good job to get them down to 17, which included a 3% escalator. I would like to see them in the county office building at some point. And I think there's a way to get there. It's a puzzle of moving a few things around. This lease does have our ability to, it's the, you know, termination for convenience. So we can get out of it.
Mark, I see here for year 2025 versus year 2024, it goes from like 70,000 to 40,000. They reduced that last year by 30,000. Is that what that means?
It's the timing, I think.
Yeah, it's because it's a partial year the last year in 2027.
Oh, okay.
So theoretically, if you stayed there the full year, you'd get a new contract for the last part of the year.
All right. I understand.
Which we don't, you know, we hope not to do.
Yeah. Any more discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll second.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 252, amending the 2020-2025 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 572, Wintonburg Road Culvert, Town of Woodstock, amending the 2020 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works, asking for a $62,000 increase. This would be a bond. Any discussion?
Can I just clarify that?
Sure, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so
well, we got to move in. Oh, we got to move it for discussion first.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Green for discussion. Go ahead, Mark.
So this was something that wasn't on our five-year capital plan because we didn't plan on needing to repair it. But there's, I mean, I think you saw in the backup the pictures, there's a massive amount of damage to the deck, I believe, Don, correct, Tom?
The deck and the side girders, yeah.
Yeah. And so we had to emergency close the area, and it, luckily it coincided to where we could get it in just under the resolution deadline and not have to come in with a late resolution. But it is something that we need to get fixed. The only thing I wanted to clarify was that it's a $62,000 capital. We plan on doing this in-house. It's not an increase to an existing capital. We're coming to you for $62,000, basically the materials it'll cost to fix this culvert.
Is there any other discussions?
Yes.
Legislator Litz.
Yes. If at all possible, and I know you have to do this anyway, I would like you to see the DPW keep track of all the costs related to this particular project and report back to the committee, because I'm a proponent of doing a lot of work in-house because it's faster, cheaper, and can be done just as well as any contractor in our area. And I would like to know the numbers so that I can compare it to what a emergency contract would cost to do this work, so we can show the savings that our DPW provides the people of this county.
We have all that, Herb. When we identify labor, we identify it to a certain project. And so that'll be something that we can easily get for you.
Right.
I understand.
The Boonwall Bridge is another very outstanding example of exactly that, Herb.
Yep.
That's what I was just going to mention. That was like almost $150,000 savings, Tom, by doing it in-house. I understand.
Don, do we have a number on the savings? I mean, we didn't go out to bid on it, so.
Yeah, I don't want to give a number because we didn't go out to bid, but I would imagine it would be very significant.
Yes.
Very significant. Oh,
yeah. That's excellent. Very, very good. And the public should know that.
And the County of Ulster should be making presentations to the County Superintendents Association, because I believe the taxpayers of not only our county, but the entire state can save a lot of money because there is expertise in the crews that we hire, and to foster that and save the taxpayers across the state a lot of money. You should be making presentations at those meetings.
Unfortunately, Herb, we train them and they take them.
Okay,
I have just a quick comment, if I sure. may.
Yes.
I've just been learning about low carbon concrete and concrete that sequesters carbon and so forth. And I just wonder if we can start looking into that moving forward. Herb probably knows all about it, but it seems interesting to me. Not for this specific project, but I just want to kind of put it on our radar screen.
Point is taken.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 254, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Ulster for security service at the COVID-19 testing site, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
For discussion or just move it?
Just move it unless there's discussion.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Cahill, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. It's something that's $17,665, and FEMA is going to reimburse the whole amount.
We hope. Well, yes. I mean, it's 75% reimbursable. We're going to use volunteer donations to offset our county cost.
That's what it says, Mark. That's what it says.
Okay, sorry.
Resolution number 259, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, town and county bridge and rail incorporation, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 260, approve the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Dutch's Overhead Doors Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is to maintain our overhead doors. Mark, go ahead.
Go ahead and move it. I want to comment on something.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Motion made by seconded by Legislator Cahill. Go ahead, Mark.
A question came up on the committee chair's meeting. How many quotes we did a public quote on this, an RFQ. This was the only person or only company that submitted a quote. So,
yeah,
you know, it's unfortunate that we don't have anybody in Ulster County that does this work or that's willing to bid on this. But this was our only, it was a public quote. We advertised it. This is all we got.
Huh. Nothing from overhead doors, huh? Or any of them?
No.
No.
So what is our process to notify? I mean, when I was here last time, we passed actually ended up being a resolution to, it was something like use what we make, something like that, where we requested the purchasing department to notify county businesses when we were going out to bid for things like this, exactly like this. So we don't end up in this situation where, you know, we do know, like, how many overhead door companies could there possibly be in Ulster County? 20, maybe? I don't know. Probably not even that, right? But, you know, I think that's something that we should really maybe look at again, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you from my time there in the purchasing department, the resources to do that on every bid and do the research and find out how many companies are. I know the build what we or buy what we make or whatever, when it was initially solicited, they put out something and all the companies said, right. You know, they let us know what they offered. That list I don't know how often it was updated. And the reality is we put it out far and wide. We go on BidNet. A lot of local companies sign up for it. And sometimes it's not even, these jobs are small. I don't know. What is this contract, Tom, Don?
$62,000.
Okay.
Yeah, for a local
guy. If somebody just not willing to do it, or sometimes our insurance requirements are such that it's hard for the smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, it's $55,000 over 2 years.
Right. Don't we also have to put it out over the contract reporter? I mean, when we go to contract, I mean,
only official state money.
What's that?
Only if there's state money attached. But BidNet is actually much larger than the contract reporter as far as vendors.
Okay. And did we look at the general services contracts?
I can't speak to that, but normally we do. I can't speak to that in this specific circumstance. Normally, we're more competitive than the OGS on a lot of things. I know paving, sometimes we're not, some of that work, but on this type of work, oftentimes we are.
We should be just checking anyway.
Yeah, no, I'll bring that back.
All right, is there a motion to move this forward?
You have Manager Joe has her hand up.
Oh, Manager Joe? I didn't see it, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I wonder if economic development, you know, they have a list of SIC codes, and I just wonder if purchasing can maybe enroll their help, because support for Ulster County businesses is important. So, I don't know if people have looked into that. And I know that all departments are going to be very strapped for resources moving forward right now, but something to think about. Anything we can do to keep our Ulster County businesses going, I think, is really important. So, if there's some way we can pursue that, and I'll try to remember to suggest that maybe if I attended economic development as well. But, it may be hard to do that outreach, but with SIC codes and those listings that are fairly easily available, just to see if there's a way to be sure that relevant businesses in Ulster County are notified directly where it's feasible, not just a generic bidding process.
What we typically do is we reach out to those companies to ensure that they sign up for BidNet, and then they are directly notified when a bid or a quote comes out. And so instead of reaching out to, 20 different companies and advertising, we normally try to get as many of our local companies registered for free, so that they can search and look and find our bids and other bids from the towns and neighboring counties. We try to get them signed up. So every once in a while, we'll do a seminar on how to do business with Ulster County. And that's where we try to get them to sign up.
Okay, thank you.
But it's a good point, and I'll take it back to economic development and make sure that Ed talks to Lisa.
Okay, did we have a motion to move this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, legislators Litz, do I have a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Second.
Jonathan Fine.
Legislator Heppner, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Does anybody have any new business that they would like to discuss? Or does anybody have Go ahead.
I have some. I just want to report that Legislator DeLon and I had a really good meeting with Dr. Roberts and Vice President Chris Marks and some of the board members at the college about a sustainability plan, a very specific strategic plan that they've developed. And out of that is we're going to try to identify at least one project that perhaps they could use help with financing for, and then utilize the company that Economic Development has hired to help with financing projects to move those projects forward. And it was just a really excellent meeting. And we're kind of wrestling right now, as it were, with the UCRRA. Legislator Petit has put together a draft of a zero waste implementation plan, and hopefully we can bring UCRA into that process and all the county departments that are relevant, and create a supplemental document. I know that's not specifically on our agenda, but it certainly is going to relate to infrastructure and so forth. So I just wanted to mention those two things because I think they're both very positive steps in the right direction for Ulster County to be taking given the climate crisis and so forth.
Okay. Anybody else have any new business? If not, does anybody have any old business?
The only old business I have, if I may, is wondering what happened with a feasibility study, and it may have been done, and I just have too much going that I wasn't aware. The feasibility study for roofs, Mark or Tom, did that ever get done, or is it in the works, or remember we were talking about that last year?
We're going to be moving a capital forward to for roof replacements, and our proposal is to, because these are some major roofs, UCLEC, the Ulster County Office Building, Mental Health,
DSS,
Record DSS, very, very large roofs, and these are in the roof replacement capital. We think our focus should start there in evaluating. If we're going to be touching those roofs, then we would like to evaluate them, prioritize the evaluation of them for rooftop solar as a feasibility study. So we are moving in that direction.
Tom, I remember though there was going to be we were going to do a countywide feasibility study, and honestly, you know, with COVID, it could have just fallen through the cracks on my end, but we have not started that yet. Are you saying that you were going to take money from the capital to do this study?
We were going to incorporate feasibility analysis into that roof capital so that we're at least assured of any roof we touch under that capital will be evaluated.
I think we were going to get an economies of scale, we thought, by doing all 42 buildings. Thank you, Laura. At the same time. And so we can talk about this and bring it to the next committee meeting and discuss. But, you know, I think we do need to go forward with the study. I believe there was funding in the budget to do so.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a green fund, and we dedicated that. Thank you very much for, you know, bringing this back into action. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any other old business they would like to discuss? Okay, bearing none.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you all.
Adios.
You have a good night. Be safe.
Take care. Be safe.